Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
All-Star Bands.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
everybody. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And jumped right into the music there, right out of the gate. Started off this set with the most important all-star band in a lot of people's minds. Definitely the highest concentration of really high-profile people. And again, that is the theme tonight, all-star bands. It is the Major League Baseball all-star break, as I'm going out live here on Monday night. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about all-star bands. I will give you a little sneak preview of next week. It's going to be a very personal topic. Look forward to it. It's going to be a very special episode. But first, we got to get through all these all-star bands. A lot of star power to deal with tonight. So we started things off with Traveling Wilburys with Handle With Care. And then we kept the Harrison vibes going with that tribute to George Harrison from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was While My Guitar Gently Weeps, performed by... it's just a piece of the song. I didn't have time for the whole thing here tonight. But Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Steve Winwood, Danny Harrison, and all of those guitar solos there by Prince. If you haven't watched that video for some reason, I recommend you do that. I think it's got a little too much hype because a lot of those videos are labeled the greatest guitar solo ever. It's like, all right, slow your roll, guitar bros on the internet. Let's just enjoy this. But that being said, it's an amazing clip. Watch it on YouTube. It really deserves being watched to get the full experience because you get to see Prince's outfit is amazing. He does this ridiculous thing where he just trust falls to one of his, you know, security guys or whatever while playing his solo, who catches him and then pushes him back up onto the stage. And then the way that he exits, I'm not going to spoil it for you, the way that he exits the stage in that clip is really, really great. So check that out. It's a high degree of difficulty, not just the guitar playing, but also the theatrics involved there. And so now, that's the theme tonight, all-star bands. We're going to hear, it's tough to define this in a couple ways, because like, there's a bunch of all-star duos out there. I won't play any of those, because I felt like you have to have more than three to be an all-star band. Otherwise, it's just a collaboration. So I'm trying to keep it with like people who had some success before they got together. There might be some exceptions in here, I'm not sure. But for the most part, people from different groups coming together to make a new band. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. As always, if I have left out your favorite all-star band, you can let me know all about it. You can email me at shane@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Yeah, let's get things started. This next song is by an R&B supergroup, a trio called LSG, who were around back in the mid-90s through early aughts. Gerald Levert, Keith Sweat, Johnny Gill, LSG. And this is not just from that supergroup. This is a song of theirs that features a bunch of guests on it. This song is called Curious by LSG from 1997, and it's here on the All-Star Bands episode of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Tumbling dice.
That's right.
Seven on a bed.
Rise in the morning and face the sunlight. You bounce on my love and it's airtight. Sometimes I'm curious on how you feel when you're screaming out my name. Is it really for reality? Originality, my mentality. Explore every possibility. Let's get down. Shorty, time will reveal. The only true test is pain. You know the deal. Love appears like bright lights in the night sky. Disappears in the blink of a teary eye. That's why I'm sick, caught up in your love. You are incredible. Your love is a drug. Are you the one that can hold me down? I don't know, but oh, I like the sound. Sam. You are amazing, there's no doubt. Chop it off with an S, cause you smooth me out.
Oh,
Got me wide open to God for really ain't yes. To get familiar, get in your subconscious and discuss the many different variants, issues that affiliate the best of both of us. We're the mother, and as we ride up on a bus, conversation is making the whole situation a plus. Just figure it out, is we dealing with us? Or do we capture that feeling that makes you curious? About whether or not we minimize the fuss, just to move on, you must trust in bus a bus. And from the bus, my horse carriages carry us. Me and Serafina, a little ghetto fabulous, fabulous.
As I move around all over the place, but now I'm down.
everybody. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. And off to a weird rhythm tonight. I broke up the sets a little differently than I had planned. And that's all right, though. It's good music. Gonna hear a longer set next up. But let's go over what you just heard. That was a three-song set there, starting out with LSG with Curious, featuring LL Cool J, Busta Rhymes, and Lil' Kim. And then we heard Rockpile with the great song, When I Write the Book. Rockpile, of course, is Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe, along with Terry Williams and Billy Bremner. And then we heard from Golden Smog, the song V. It's from 1995. Golden Smog is a band that had a bunch of different sort of rotating members, but it was mainly members of the Jayhawks and Wilco and Soul Asylum. And that was a great song too. That was off of their album Down by the Old Mainstream. And right now we're listening to something from the Philadelphia Experiment, which I just learned is also the name of a military conspiracy theory. But more importantly, it's this all-star trio who put out an album in 2001. It's Yuri Kane on piano and I think Fender Rhodes keyboard, bassist Christian McBride, and Questlove on drums. It is a really cool album. They've got a bunch of other guests in there too. John Swanna on trumpet. Pat Martino shows up on guitar on some tracks. Larry Gold on cello on some stuff too. But it's a really interesting album. It's a series of, apparently they made sequels, The Detroit Experiment and The Harlem Experiment. But, you know, this is a... They cover sort of R&B and jazz and all different kinds of stuff in there, but it's a lot of fun. Philadelphia Experiment. And today is all about all-star bands. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Anytime I think of all-star bands, I always think about the band whose name I've scrubbed from my memory. You know, sometimes you get... The thing about all-star bands is this. It sounds like a great idea because it's like, imagine these guys from your favorite band and this person from this other favorite band of yours, and they come together, and it's definitely going to be the best possible thing. And it, you know, that doesn't always work out the way you want it to, but which is frustrating. You want it to work. I think the band that always, like, jumps to my mind when I think about supergroups is Audioslave. Because I remember hearing news that Chris Cornell was going to, and who's a great singer, and really, you know, he did a lot of incredible stuff, but I remember being so amped because I was like, well, I love Soundgarden, I love Rage Against the Machine, so this band's definitely going to be good, right? And then I didn't enjoy it when it came out. And it made me realize, you know, getting that recipe right is not an easy thing to do. So we shouldn't hate on failed supergroups or successful ones. Audioslave was incredibly successful and did a lot of pretty amazing things. But I wasn't into them. But that happens all the time. I feel especially in the rock world, this happens. And either one-off groups, and we'll hear some examples of that going forward. But it's tough to make a supergroup really last. I mean, a lot of times the pressure is too great. You know, you look at a band like Blind Faith, where the pressure was so high that they, you know, they went on tour before they were really ready. And they were sort of pushed forward into doing stuff because they were touted as this amazing supergroup. And it's not fair. And they didn't last as a result. But before we get into this next set of all-star bands and supergroups, I'd like to remind you that this is Everybody Plays the Fool, You can hear all of my previous episodes conveniently located all in one place at everybodyplaysthefool.com. This is episode 105 tonight. So you got lots you can go scroll through there. And also, I wanted to remind you that this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a nonprofit community radio station. We are a volunteer-run organization, so all the hosts and volunteers and managers, we're all doing this just to keep this thing going. And if you want to contribute to that, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org. You can throw in a couple bucks, keep the lights on, keep this place going. And while you're there, you can also find out about all of the great programming here. We're adding new great shows all the time. We're expanding what we're doing. It's an exciting time at Radio Free Brooklyn. So go to the website, check that out. And you can also find our, if you want to listen on the go, listen live to Radio Free Brooklyn, wherever you are, you can get the iPhone or Android apps, which are at radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone or radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. Do I have any other announcements right now? I don't think I do. So let's get into some more supergroups, all-star bands. Here's one that didn't last very long. I remember this was one I was very excited about when I heard about it, and they kind of delivered on it. I think they were pretty good. I think they could have done a lot more, but they broke up pretty quick. Although they reunited once, which I didn't know, 5 years after the fact. But I only learned that recently. But this is from 2001, same year as the Philadelphia Experiment album. And this is a group that features, it's another trio, and it's going to be Les Claypool from Primus and Trey Anastasio from Phish and Stuart Copeland from The Police. They came together as the band Oysterhead in 2001. This song is called Oz Is Ever Floating, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 105. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oz is style of gray, wearing shoes with no socks, cold weather. Knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, that was important to know. That was where he's at. He'll keep on digging to the center of the earth. He'll keep on digging, moving in the room. Get to talk, tell us a little bit, but not too much. Right about then, it's where she gave up. She has closed her eyes, she has given up hope.
I'm walking the line, I hate to be dreaming in motion. This isn't the time. Nothing was done. Not talking about. Not many at all.
sermon. No need for those to guess, y'all. I confess, y'all, when I spit that. I gotcha. When the groove hit, no stopping ya. Tear the club up like 3-6 Mafia. I'm real. React when it's time to peel. Step if you want it, come get it, come with it. What the deal? Your dog. I roll tight in my stinking Lincoln with black frames. Gray interior with the wood grain. And two stash boxes for funds and guns. I don't own a Uzi, but my 9 weighs a ton. Kid, we be the more deaf as no squad can catch us. We taking the drastic measures to fulfill the pledges.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
With wrinkles in the face, my name will still be in debates about who was great. I make your tire lace two times when I create, cause when I begin to get slick, I sweat Quaker steak. We three the hard way, tight like little Jamal's face. You orphans, I walk through your church without no parlay or permits. Fuck your white picket fence, I'm from the hood, keeping it tense on 17 inch. I'm strictly convinced y'all puss, flipping crack, say that. I keep my money stacked, ghetto diplomat style. Order it now, no refunds, I'm like a clip of jumps. I move crack fiends with different vows. Even technicians can't repair the mic I spit on. I'm too underground to dance with that shiny shit on. No, call National Guards and trucks, and they weapons better be big as fuck.
Can you dig it?
Can you motherfucker dig it?
Together is incredible, like a miracle. Finally, I get to move it up a few decimals. Unquestionable, unconscionable, to the mental. Not that happy dappy shit that you used to. I got the skunky, funky, illish funk flow for the glamorous, scandalous world of radio. And pimpin' ain't dead, y'all niggas just scared. And make that trip, get up out there. Oh yeah, I heard your new shit is garbage, bastard. Looking like you just stepped out of a casket. I get stupid, dumb, illiterate when I'm killing it, real legitimate. Bitches getting intimate in 1998. We gon' set a whole lot of different shit straight. You suckers, no good, insecure, back barnyard sewer rat eating motherfuckers.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you motherfuckers dig it?
Yeah. every dog. I'm getting tired of chasing that clock. Oh, you tear me down, girl. Tell me what I say. Yeah. Gotta get to that high level, baby.
Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that's a nice long set of music. Talking about all-star bands tonight, as it is the baseball all-star break right now, so I thought that was a good time for this topic. We kicked that set off with Oz Is Ever Floating by the band Oysterhead, which features people from Primus and Fish and The Police. And then we heard a song from a live track from the Talking Heads that was Houses in Motion off of their live album. The name of this band is Talking Heads. That was a recording from 1980. And I consider the Talking Heads in that era to be an all-star band, even though they are their own self-contained thing. But it's the four basic members of the Talking Heads, the four core members. And then on lead guitar was Adrian Belew for that, who, unfortunately, he isn't in Stop Making Sense. But before that was filmed, he was touring with the band, and he's an amazing guitarist. He's probably best known as the longtime leader of the band King Crimson, the prog rock band. But he also played with Frank Zappa and David Bowie and Nine Inch Nails and Paul Simon and all kinds of different artists. Talking Heads at that point also included on backing vocals the great Nona Hendrix from the group La Belle and lots of other things. And also the great Bernie Worrell, who we have heard a bunch of and are hearing right now. One of the greatest and sadly an unsung hero in some respects, but he's one of the greatest musicians of all time, architect of funk, and sort of innovated the use of synthesizers and did all kinds of stuff. Really amazing keyboard player. Passed away a couple of years ago, but he was an incredible player. I saw him live a couple times, and he was a force to be reckoned with. So, you know, he started out with Parliament Funkadelic and went on to do lots of different things, including tour with Talking Heads, which you heard on that track that was recorded in 1980. And then after Talking Heads, we heard... Oh, wait, is there anything else in that band I wanted to point out before I move along? Steve Scales on percussion, who you also see in Stop Making Sense. Lots of other stuff there, too. That's a really cool album. If you love Stop Making Sense and haven't listened to the name of this band is Talking Heads, that's a great one to go to. After that, we heard another supergroup that was an all-star trio called Def Squad. That one was from their debut album in 1998. Def Squad was Redman, Keith Murray, and Eric Sermon. You might remember their popular cover of Rapper's Delight. It was big on MTV and whatnot at the time. And then they put out this debut group album after that. And I think they put out a second one later on, too. But that was Def Squad with Can You Dig It? And then we heard from another superstar trio that was Lucy Pearl. And Lucy Pearl was a group made up of Rafael Sadiq from Tony 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 and a million other things after that, as well as Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest, DJ and producer, and on vocals Don Robinson from En Vogue. And that song was called Hollywood off of the self-titled album from Lucy Pearl from 2000. And then we closed out that set with Tear Me Down by Government Mule, featuring Bootsy Collins on bass and vocals. Government Mule, I included that because the original bassist in Government Mule passed away. That was Alan Woody, great bass player. And so their next albums, they did like a big all-star get all kinds of people together. It's called The Deep End, Volumes 1 and 2. That was off of Volume 1. That had Bootsy Collins on bass, and that also had the great Bernie Worrell on keyboards. And he's playing on this song right now, too. This is Socialibrium, which is Melvin Gibbs, JT Lewis, and Bernie Worrell, which is a really, really great album. You should check that one out. And I'm running out of time, which means I've only got time for one of my favorite all-star bands. This is a huge change from what we've been listening to this set, but I really love this one. I've played them a bunch on this show before, and this is the great group The Trio, which is Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt. Ending with some country for you to close things out. All over the map tonight. I think I got a lot of variety in, and I hope you enjoyed it. So thanks for listening to Everybody Plays the Fool. Have a great night.
Oh, the pain of loving you. Oh, the misery I go through. Never knowing what to do. Oh, the pain of loving you. You just can't stand to see me happy. Seems you hurt me all you can. Still I go on loving you, but I never understand. Oh, the pain.
The two.